guided heart meditation. Later. Begin with breathing out as deeply as possible, really pushing the air out fully and then a little more, and then letting the in-breath just happen by itself, and doing that two or three times. Letting the breath just be itself. Feeling the chest area. Even imagine that you're breathing through the chest, in and out, back and forth. Through the heart. Noticing what happens when you come to rest in the chest. Sense of giving space to whatever we find. Enough space for everything. Is it possible just to be aware now of the space around the body? Connecting to the space around the body, we could also let the body take up a little more space. Feel or imagine that we are the space and the body is one of the things happening in that space. Breath and the body like a wind or a breeze passing through the space. Or everything in the body. Everything in our thoughts. Enough space for our emotions. For that aliveness that seems to flow through body and thought and emotion. Imagine ourselves at the top of the room looking down on ourselves. Just for a moment, feeling and appreciating our own sincerity, our own willingness to be here, our own wish to be happy, to be awake or free. Space, or even imagining looking down on ourselves, we could just ask ourselves, what is most important in this life? What is most important? Worth waiting minutes, hours, days, or years to hear from the depth of our being what is most important in this life? Answer that is a person or a place or a thing. There's somewhere deep in us that could ask what is more important? What need is fulfilled by that person, place, or thing? We don't have a name for what is most important to us. And even if we do have a name for it, let's just try to actually feel what we could call the texture of that which is most important. More grounded or more light, more floating. Feel more containing or more embracing or rather more expansive. can help if we want to really feel this texture very vividly. It can help to remember a time that we may have tasted that which is most important to us. We could remember that time very clearly. Where, doing what, with whom, what sounds, what tastes, what textures, what images. That moment that we felt really alive, or we felt at home, or we felt things are in their place. Afraid of death, or clear, or joyful. Whatever it may be for you. Gradually let the memory fall to the background and really connecting to the texture or the energy of that experience. Come back to the memory to bring more life to the texture whenever you need to. Simply do our best to fill our body and our being with that texture. We could feel the cells of our body wanting to say yes, wanting to open and drink. Trust, in this case, the intelligence of the body. Permission just for a short time. Pour this texture throughout ourselves. If it's helpful, if we have a name for this, most important, we could gently repeat the word. Joy. Whole. Clarity. Maybe your word in your own language. So connecting to the texture and maybe saying the word to yourself silently on the in-breath. Flowing that texture throughout the body and the being. Noticing if just now, today, there is a capacity, an ability to just say yum. Today there is hesitation and fear and doubt. Enough space, plenty of space for all of the hesitation and fear and doubt and irritation. And just feel in yourself if somewhere you would wish at least to have a sense of space or freedom from fear. Peace. Even with irritation, fear, doubt, hesitation. Feeling not good enough or shame. If you really can't find a word or a texture, you could just find that voice that anyway would like to be at peace or happy or well or safe. To give maybe equal space to that wish to be free from fear or to be at peace. Equal space, plenty of space for the fear, doubt, etc. And if you can't connect to just a texture with one word, you could use a whole sentence, may I be at peace. May I be free from fear. Or whatever is your genuine wish, deepest wish that you can find. Hopefully it's not for too many of us. I most deeply wish that this meditation will be over soon. As deeper as possible. And if we can, then really connecting to texture of maybe silky peace. Smooth, fresh love. Feel like a breeze. Like shade on a hot day. Here we're training the mind. In a long tradition from the Buddha and even before the Buddha. To give space to our deepest intention in life. Spending some time to feel what is my genuinely deep intention or wish for this life. I practice this training, like all practice, can feel a bit fake or strained or tense. Willing, we can be beginners and train anyway. Again, and connecting to the flowering feeling of being loved. Not needing myself or anything to be different. Reaching out, sending or flowing that to all of us, to all of myself. Train also being open. Sometimes the mind actually is helpful, and a memory may come, maybe of childhood. The way that we had as children to connect inwardly without cutting off from outside. To connect outwardly, maybe to sunlight or flowers or birds, clouds, that did not take us away from going deep inside. It can be a great indication of what would be our main spiritual practice. If possible, bringing that childlike sense of adventure, joyful, finding that connecting inside and connecting outside don't have to be opposites. And flow the texture, the lightness, or the embrace of what is most important. As we send that to all of myself, in a very childlike, playful way, we could question, where do I end? And flow on the out-breath with the texture of joy or peace or clarity or freedom. Coming up and fully overflowing in all directions through the skin. Connecting and breathing out, filling and overflowing into the floor, the cushion, the space around me, the people around me, the walls, the ceiling. Why not? Before we could even notice who is the person right next to me in the hall, we could even open our eyes and look. And then connecting. A live texture, a live experience of what is important. But filling oneself and also overflowing to that person just next to me. that real person. With their pain, their beauty, aliveness, their wish to be free, trusting the flow. On the in-breath, now we could connect, repeating the word and filling ourselves. And on the out-breath, as the breath comes out of the body naturally, no longer needed by us. Similarly, we can overflow. We could notice if it's easier to give to ourselves or to others. What about that other very real person on the other side of us? No one else has the same exact hair or fingers. Some of us, for some people, it may be easier to feel as if really filling the room on the out-breath with the texture of delight. Or of depth. Those of us, for other people, it can be easier to focus on a particular individual one at a time, one after the other. Bring the mind to help in this training. So whatever way works for you, visualizing or sensing, connecting more to the word, really feeling what is your way. In a relaxed way, going slowly. So the memory of our own experience of what is important, if we need to. And also if it feels too fast, just to connect and fill on the in-breath and then to overflow on the out-breath. Choose an in-breath, out-breath, in-breath to connect and fill within oneself. Breath, in-breath, out-breath to overflow. Looking even further, if you wish, through the windows, through the walls, ceiling, through the ground. Any unnamed creatures underground. Ants and trees and birds. The kitchen and the office. Driving. Or imagining this larger space around myself in all directions. And again, sensing the space as a whole with all of the creatures and everything in it. Or remembering or imagining or sensing specific things in the space, a specific flowering bush or anthill. As we expand further into the Negev, at the out-breath, we give away what is most important. Do we feel more rich or more poor? Do we have less or more? Do we feel smaller or bigger? Just today, what's happening? Not what we think should be happening. Expand far enough to include all of Israel in a sphere, in a circle all around us, so it also includes what is not Israel. Sense of myself being that big. enough space for all of that. Creatures of many different shapes, sizes, colors. Being born, playing, eating, sleeping, working, making love, studying, dying. Creatures who also wish to be free, at peace, loved. Like it also, the rocks, the roads, the buildings. Imagining how everything would love to drink this drink. Float in this sea. Freeze. If disconnected, it's possible to go back to something more easy to connect to. The person next to you, yourself, someone that you love. That you wish well. Just say, why not? The whole thing. On some days, we could just say, why not? The whole thing. Whole planet. Even my own family. People I will never meet. Even creatures at the bottom of the sea that humans have never laid eyes on. Tried holding back all our lives. Let's try something else. Not holding back. It's like just a few drops that we can overflow. For a few moments to end the meditation. Even going beyond what we can imagine or know about our planet. Just simply in all directions, including inwardly. Peace. Things everywhere, including ourselves. Back. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves. Or we could say, myself, including all beings. May we get drunk on this texture of what is most important in this life. Yes, to be here. Are putting into practice what is important. Our whole life. Be a momentum towards awakening.